and save me. But I'm down to one last friend, and will he let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
To WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. Final check-in on the Twitter question. Do you expect the Eagles' passing offense to get better? Expect to get better, or I've accepted how it is. 81.7, expect it to get better. I think that is 81.7% of people hope it gets better. Maybe not expect it, but I don't know. We'll see. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Coming October 23rd. On Prime Video, Allen Iverson, with the E as the three, a three-part docuseries on Iverson on Prime Video, which premieres October 23rd.
The only AI I recognize.
A three-part?
Three-part docuseries. Yeah, it should be a fun watch.
Oh, yeah, it's enough there with AI, because you got to get AI as the high school athlete, things he went through.
Yep, Newport
News. High school and Newport News. If you followed his story, you know that he had some issues.
Yeah, right?
He got into
a
fight at the bowling alley, and you know they wanted to put him in jail. I think he did go to jail for a little bit.
There was somebody who helped him through that, and I forget who it was. Mm-hmm. Somebody famous.
It wasn't John Thompson, was it?
What?
Well, yeah, clearly.
Yeah,
he got it. And then you got the Georgetown era of AI.
Yeah,
and then you got the Sixer
and era. The Nugget.
Yeah,
and then
you
the Sixer.
You think they'll dive into?
Dive into what?
I was going to say some of his other teams.
Well, I mean, that
you got to go all the way to how he retired.
I mean, the Nuggets team got to the conference finals.
Good team, yeah.
And then there was that weird time where he re-signed with the Sixers. He said they said he was leaving because his daughter was sick, and then he never returned.
I was at that game, the return of AI.
Oh, it was so exciting.
Yes.
Wasn't it at the Spectrum?
No, it was at Wells Fargo.
What I'm trying to remember.
I don't even know the name is. I'm still calling it Wells Fargo.
Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Okay, Xfinity Mobile Arena.
I feel, they played one final game at the Spectrum, though, the Sixers did, and I think Iverson was on that team. Before they knocked the Spectrum down, they played one final game there. I think the thing I'm looking forward to most on the docuseries, and truthfully, I've never been a huge Iverson guy. He's a great player. I think.
Wonder where you got that from.
No, it's not the Howard thing. Yeah.
Well, certainly had some influence.
No, well, everybody that my dad disliked, I liked. And everybody that he liked, I disliked. So I promise you it's not. Not anti-Iverson, he's really good talker. And I think the docuseries with him talking and telling the stories about those things is really one of the things I appreciate about Iverson. So many of the older NBA guys crap all over the current NBA guys. Mm-hmm. He seems to really like
He embraces the young guys.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's still young.
Yes.
In his mind, you know what I mean? He's still young. I didn't even get into his impact on the game and his iconic status.
Sure.
That's certainly enough to get into. You got all some of the controversies off the court that you'll get into. That should be a pretty good three-part series. I'm certainly looking forward to it.
Will they break down him winning GOAT of Broad Street?
Ooh, I wonder.
Come on.
He did post about winning GOAT of Broad Street. Maybe they should talk to Schmitty about it.
They should not talk to
GOAT of Broad Street on...
No, AI did?
Yeah, he won. Because remember...
Oh, he posted about it.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he posted it on Instagram when he won.
That. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We should have milked that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yes, he did. If you go back on his Instagram, I bet it's there. Oh, yeah.
No, there was a post. That can't still be there, right?
I bet it is.
It could still be there.
Yeah, I think it might be there. Yeah.
I mean,
it's not a story.
Gotcha, yeah, I think it was a post. So looking forward to that October 23rd on Prime Video. 215-592-9494 Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Yaki, baby. Happy Wednesday. What's up, fellas? What's poppin'?
What's up, Yosh?
Hey, Jack, when somebody asks you for some money, like when I go to the gas station or something, they be like, can I pump your gas? Or they want to hold my door. I tell them I'm not handicapped. That's what you got to tell them. I can pump my own gas. And all they say they hungry. You be like, okay, go in the store, come out with a bag of chips and a ginger ale so the stomach don't be messed up and all that good stuff. That's how you get out that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Don't get your money nowhere. Don't let nobody punk you. Don't let nobody punk you.
Yes.
But walk the dog on that boy, didn't he, man?
We're talking about boxing again.
No.
I had to touch on it real quick because I meant to say it to Ike on Friday with him because I know he was going for buzz.
It's easy money, baby. Easy money. By the way, I hadn't heard from Tasty Cake since then either. Yeah,
he's probably a little shy.
Is Canelo past his prime? I know. Okay, all right.
Yes.
I'm not trying to crap on the win. I don't know.
The funny thing is, Bud is older.
Oh, really?
So he's 2 years older than Canelo.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's the young guy? The young boxer?
Javante Davis?
No. I didn't know he was older. So
yeah.
Canelo is those guys are how
Canelo
old?
Canelo is 36 and I believe Bud is 38.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I won't say they're past their prime, but if you're talking about, yes, their best days, when he was in his early 30s, late 20s.
Yeah, I don't have any concept of how long Canelo's been around.
No, he's been around, been boxing. What, 67 fights?
Oh, wow. Okay.
He has 67 fights. So he's been boxing professionally since he was, I think, 17.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Libra.
Would you just continue on with Diva Yoshi?
You're the one who threw it out there, so I can't talk about it.
Talking about the dumb boxing match, and you're getting mad.
Yes.
because I was Ike Reese on Friday. I forgot to say something about it. How about that?
Okay.
Hey, man. Real quick, man.
Yes.
Jalen, I'm a Jalen supporter, but I'm like Ike Reese today. Jalen got to put his hand in the game and stop being a puppet without one. I mean, he got AJ and daggone Devontae out there waiting on strings. Daggone Barkley, what's his name, dancing without a beat while he's holding all the magic in his pocket. Like you know what it's like. You remember that Cosby episode, Jack? You don't know nothing about it. When Bill took the kids to see the puppet show and it was boring, then the boy came back out with the trench coat on and started doing the magic.
Yep, I do remember that episode. Yes.
Well, see, that's what that offense needs. It needs some hocus pocus, some Houdini. I mean, Arthur Warren Brown and Dad going Slim Reaper stretching the field. Come on, man. Now put some respect on 2K say name. Come on, man. Is he doing that with him? I mean, we missing some unpredictability, some creative wrinkles, brother. Mm. I mean, this offense needs some explosive design, some big play. Deception. We got to make a daggone defense nervous. We got to surprise them with some dangerous stuff, man. This offense should be the greatest show on turf 2.0, and right now it isn't. But I still feel good because it's early in the season and we know it's walking season.
Yep.
We're about to get our weight up.
Yep.
Don't get our weight up. And on my way out the door, two things I want to say. Spike, I was in the store speaking at the gas station, and there was somebody in there with a malodorous sent to them, and I just kept thinking about you and that daggone deodorant thing you said. Deodorant is not the thief of joy. It's joyous to have because onions only smell good. Cook, brother.
Dude, you've hugged me. Do I smell?
No, you don't stink, but other people do.
Well,
that's all I'm trying to say.
Right.
And on my way out the door, right now, I want to give Za'Darius Smith MVP. Ike Reese.
Let it go. Don't do it.
Baby. Baby.
I got it. Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
I've tried to. Would you stop?
What is going on here? I'm missing this. This is going on.
Also, I can tell you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Hold on.
So, Za'Darius Smith, I want to be respectful here because he's actually here.
Yes.
He's with the Eagles.
Yeah.
So, his girlfriend very attractive.
I knew where it was going.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, his girlfriend's attractive. So all right. That's what he was talking about.
215.
Cash doll if you don't know who she is.
215-592-9494. While Jack tells
that's
you
Cash
this,
with a K.
I am going to Google her. Yeah, I'll be back in
plenty of time.
Yes.
Get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey, proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation contest. Your shot at some incredible prizes, a Birds game experience with Brent Celek.
Okay.
You see it? Okay.
Yeah.
A game day party at your house hosted by me, two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse, of course, plus gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine and Good Spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every Birds game day. Stop by Cheers Cafe in Port Richmond for the $8 Miller Lite and Jameson shot special and their family-friendly atmosphere. Or visit McGillin's Old Ale House, Philly's oldest tavern in Center City. That's Cheers Cafe in Port Richmond and McGillin's Old Ale House in Center City.
Hourglass figure, Jack.
Hourglass? Okay. Yes, okay. The place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WIP.com. Must be 21 or older and always celebrate responsibly.
Chris in California. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, you guys? Spike, Chris, what's going on, man? Hey, just first off, Jack, dude, you're my favorite dude at WIP. Hands down.
Oh, appreciate it.
Yeah. I like you, Douglas, too, but Jack, hands down, bro. So, let me go back to 2022.
Yes.
It just seems like it's a topic every year. And yes, because he's playing the main position we all focus on, which is the quarterback position. But I don't feel like he's playing the quarterback position correctly. Like, he got Nick Sirianni demoted. We kept asking, run the ball. So, we started running the ball. So, Nick Sirianni got demoted. Shane Steichen took off. Brian Johnson got fired. Kellen Moore took off. And I remember back in 2022, we were asking, like, should we get Russell Wilson? Should we get Aaron Rodgers? Deshaun Watson? So it just seems like every year that there's a problem with the quarterback position. This is why I advocated for Kenny Pickett to come last year. And he got that extra push. And that's why we ended up winning the Super Bowl along with Saquon Barkley's performance.
Is Kenny Pickett and Saquon? Like,
what's up?
Because of Kenny Pickett?
I can't hear what you're saying.
Well, you said he got that push. You mean because of Kenny Pickett was behind him, so that made him play
right.
better?
He had that extra push with the threat behind him, Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee. So he felt like, hey, if I don't get these dubs, if I don't get these wins, my job's at stake.
Well, I don't think he felt that.
Like,
his salary says different.
Standard, if like, because I was listening, I was telling Jack before I got on the radio here that Mantateo. He's announcing to the nation that the only focus that Jalen is worried about is wins and losses, and he's just focused on winning. So my argument for my guy, Pickett, he has a winning record. So I don't understand what's going on in the NFL. I don't understand what's going on when, you know, if we're caring about winning and this and that, and we're not worried about stats. My boy's got screwed over, you know, since he left the Steelers.
Is this a
– He's a Kenny Pickett guy.
I mean, is this a call to say we should have kept Kenny Pickett? What are we doing here?
Oh, I believe we should have kept him. But hey, Jalen won the Super Bowl.
Listen, all right. Now this is where we go too far. Now I understand the passing game needs to be better. Kenny Pickett, I'm not even sure is a starting quarterback in this league. As a matter of fact, I know he's not a starting quarterback in this league. He's a backup.
Okay, that's your opinion. But he's 15-10. He's 15-10.
All he does is win.
In my eyes, Jalen is a backup.
I don't know what to do with this.
I can't yell
about Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. I appreciate your call,
yeah, I can't
Chris,
yell about Kenny
for sure.
Pickett. I don't have the energy for that.
Yeah, I can't get on the Kenny Pickett thing.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I didn't even want Kenny Pickett when we traded for him.
Now, are we sure? Are we sure?
Yeah, that he's better than Kenny Pickett? Hell
no,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think Kenny Pickett's good. He was a fine backup.
I mean, Kenny's okay.
Kenny Pickett's
okay,
a fine backup.
But I don't think he's a starting quarterback in this league.
Are we sure? If Tanner McKee got every first team rep.
Oh, boy.
In training camp, that the offense would not look better in the first two games if Tanner McKee was a quarterback.
I tell you, totally different types of quarterbacks. He is a pocket
just a
thrower.
Pat,
that's
just
what
a
he
throw.
Does. Yes, he throws the ball where it's supposed to go.
Do you think that they have one passing touchdown?
I think he would probably have one passing touchdown.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The real question would be, would the offense look different? Meaning, are you doing running different plays and everything? That's the real question.
How would they not?
Right.
Right? They would almost have to.
Well, here's why I say that.
Yeah.
Because they aren't, and OG brought this up, whether you agree with him or not, they aren't running a lot of RPOs. So it's not like, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like Jalen is in an offense where it's quarterback runs. In other words, it looks like to me they've been trying to run an offense, and it's bogged down.
Yes, I agree. But a lot of the stuff, too, the RPO stuff is fine. I think it's probably seen its best day
right.
in the NFL.
It's not a surprise to defensive coordinators anymore.
It had a moment, and I don't think the advantage of the RPO is if the defense doesn't know what is going to happen with that exchange between but I think it puts the running back at a disadvantage in RPO because they don't go downhill as much, all that stuff. So, we talked about them running out of one of the advantages of a quarterback that is under center is that I think, for all the advantage that Saquon gets with Jalen because he can run, I think there's a disadvantage because I think you lose some of the under center stuff, which would help the running back as well. So it's not like I agree that
play action pass too.
Yes. I mean, which has never been, has never been a really big part of the offense here. Because you can't run play action on a shotgun. I don't know. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Mike Reese, 2:32 p.m. Don't worry, you guys. I'm the one that will remember 2:32 Puck. Mike Reese, 2:42 p.m. What's that Ice Cube movie? He's a cop. He's Ice Cube. He's a cop that's Ice Cube. Mike in Havertown.
I got nothing. Nothing for that.
Is what it is. Yep. What's next?
Fine, Ike. I get it. I'll throw the ball to AJ for your fantasy team. Jalen at the NovaCare.
You think that's my motive?
Well, it's got to be some of it. That's a, second round pick?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big pick.
Not lying.
And sources inside the Ike Reese team. There's a bench. He'll be on the bench soon. We can't be having that.
He could be on the bench next week. Wow,
discontent.
I better get something Sunday.
Wow, benching a second round pick.
I'm wasting a spot. What am I doing here?
Yep. I don't disagree. Yeah. What's next?
Here's a 6-second video of my statistical analysis. Fake Stats Connor emailing Spike to try to win him back.
I heard from Fake Stats Connor. He says he's going to bring it. In a better statistical way next time. But he said I can call him Fake Stacks Connor moving forward.
It's a good bit. Yeah. Everyone's got to have a name.
It is.
That's when things change.
What's next?
Did you just yell at someone about Jalen Hurts? Did someone see it and is now worried you're going to yell at them? Join Spike Eskin for the new Odyssey podcast. No, I came in completely stress-free today. Alex in Lancaster.
I did come in stress-free today.
I know.
It was Fake Stats Connor. I think I've handled this today, the Jalen stuff, pretty well, except for Fake Stats Connor told me a lie. What's next?
Happy birthday, Ike! Baldy on Spike's birthday.
Which happens to be Jalen's birthday, too.
And Bryce's birthday.
Yes.
Right?
On my birthday, August 7th.
His birthday.
My bad. Yeah, my bad. You're Bryce. You're Jalen.
Yeah.
I'm Embiid, yes. Yeah. No, you're Embiid.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you're Jack. Who's on first? What's next?
I'm pregnant! The pause in between when Spike asks a question and Baldy answers it.
Well, it's kind of creative. The pregnant pause.
Yeah, there is a very long pause after.
Well, he's thinking of what to say.
He hates the questions.
Why? They're good questions.
They're perfectly good questions.
Yeah. Trying to think of how I can phrase the questions to Baldy to make him.
I wonder if he thinks you have an agenda with the questions.
He's got agendas too. He's got his pro Lane Johnson agenda.
I agree. Yeah. I'm not saying this. I just wonder if he's on defense.
Yes.
With the questions.
Yeah, I think that's entirely
possible.
For no
reason, though.
Yeah, just he thinks I'm trying to get him to say something.
Yes.
I'm really not with those. He actually, Baldy gives us nuggets
yeah,
here and
he
there.
He just asks the question and he tells you what he thinks.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get him in trouble. I'm not trying to get him in trouble. Come on. I'm not trying to make you go viral, Baldy. I'm just asking you a question. Why? Yeah, all I asked him was, why are they having so much trouble with the pass offense? And he said, I don't think they are, necessarily.
All the shots down the field they took on Sunday.
Yeah.
The three, maybe?
Yeah, took come four on, and they hit one.
Yeah, come on, Baldy. All right.
Hold on.
Well, one went out of bounds, then when AJ should have got pass interference.
Yeah.
Devontae, we fell on his back.
Yep.
The Devontae deep ball.
Yep.
Where's the fourth one?
It was only three.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you said it was four, and they missed three and hit one.
Yeah. I think it was
I
three.
I think it was only three.
I think
and
it was
even
three.
The
Devontae ball where the DB stopped him.
Oh, yeah. That was pass interference. So Devontae fell on his
they
back.
They didn't call it, though. They took it back. They called it and then picked up the flag.
But that wasn't the same play as when he fell on his back.
No, right? That was not the same play.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so it's four. All right.
So, of course, we have Fritz at six coming up next, right?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They probably play earlier.
Oh, right. No game tomorrow. All right. Well, then TK is next. The great Tom Kelly is next. He's going to bring it.
Angry TK.
Yeah, he's going to bring it. TK is going to bring it. We will be back with you tomorrow. We thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is, in fact, the thief of joy.